This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Alyssa Block. The news of the world is back in the news, along with the Murdoch family. That's because of documents released today by a British parliamentary committee. They contain charges that phone hacking was widespread and well-known at the highest levels of the now-closed tabloid. And the documents challenge the testimony of James Murdoch, the son of Rupert, and strongly suggest there was a cover-up. NPR's David Folkenflik reports.
British newspaper executives for News Corp now take responsibility for the phone hacking and police corruption scandal, but they have maintained they did not know about those illegal actions until recently. 4 years ago, in a document only made public today, Clive Goodman said otherwise. Goodman was the Royals editor for the News of the World. In 2007, he and a private investigator for the tabloid were convicted and given jail sentences for hacking into the phones of members of the royal family. Goodman was fired, but wrote to a top executive to object. Conservative MP John Whittingdale is chairman of the parliamentary committee.
And in that letter, he says the reason why he is appealing is because other members of staff were carrying out the same illegal procedures. And he then goes on to say this practice was widely discussed in the daily editorial conference until explicit reference to it was banned by the editor. Now, that is a pretty extraordinary claim.
That editor, Andrew Coulson, resigned but became a top aide to Prime Minister David Cameron. Goodman went on to write that the tabloid's top lawyer, Tom Crone, and Coulson, quote, promised on many occasions that I could come back to a job at the newspaper if I did not implicate the paper or any of its staff in my mitigation plea. I did not, and I expect the paper to honor its promise to me. Documents reveal Goodman was paid roughly $400,000 in severance and fees that year, though Les Hinton, then a top executive, told him he was owed nothing. Labour MP Tom Watson, another member of the committee, told Sky News the implications were stark.
If Clive Goodman's letter is accurate, the whole foundation of the company's defence for the last 3 years collapses. And it also shows that Andy Coulson's previous evidence was misleading to Parliament.
Coulson and a parade of News Corp officials testified that they believed Goodman had been a rogue reporter. James Murdoch is the company's top executive in Europe. He told the parliamentary inquiry he did not know hacking was widespread until last year, even though he had approved payment of £1 million for a secret settlement of just such a complaint against News of the World 2 years earlier. Murdoch also said he hadn't known of a crucial memo which showed other reporters had been involved in phone hacking. But lawyer Tom Crone said he shared that email with Murdoch in approving the settlement. Murdoch also told Parliament the company relied on an outside review by a law firm to say hacking had been an isolated case.
It's my understanding that that is what Harbottle and Lewis were helping to deal with, and that that opinion did satisfy the company at the time when the company rested on that opinion for a period of time.
His father, Rupert Murdoch, told the Wall Street Journal that the law firm made, quote, a major mistake. But the law firm is now firing back, saying it had only received limited access to emails and had been narrowly asked whether those emails could be used to prove Goodman's claims. Conservative MP Louise Mensch tells NPR she finds the memo from the law firm more damning than Goodman's original letter.
It would appear that Harbottle and Lewis rejected attempts by the company to get them to give a blanket clearance, a blanket sort of exculpatory note, and they wouldn't say that there was no reasonable evidence that Mr. Goodman's claims were true. They would only say that Mr. Goodman's claims weren't proven, which is a big difference.
The committee is calling several former British News Corp executives and editors to revisit their testimony next month. Whittingdale said James Murdoch is likely to follow. David Folkenflik, NPR News.